Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
We want to get them excited because I think Mitch Duncan is about ready to talk to us for Harmac Holmes. He's down boundary side. Jason Doherty's got him in the race.
Yes, I have. He's also supplied the umbrella, Tom, which we need to have a discussion about at K-Rock because the footy club has supplied the umbrella. So very good. Mitch has joined us on the boundary line. Mitch, nice night to miss, actually.
Yeah, well, for a net nice outside player, these conditions don't really suit me, but the big fella on the left loves these conditions, so that's the Tomahawk I'm talking about. He usually has the red Speedos on and is ready to swim tonight.
He's looking up to the K-Rock box too. He's pretty happy about the night, I think. How's the knee coming along? That is an awful big brace you've got on there.
Yeah, it is. It's quite an apparatus that I've got on, but it's doing the job. It's keeping, the leg where it's meant to be. So a bit of a slow process it's going to be. So we'll just stick fat and see where we get to.
All right, Mitch, thanks for joining us. Kinging in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Neildy. Time frame, have you got weeks yet, or are you still, is that still an unknown?
Yeah, weeks. Weeks is the word I've been using. It's very unknown so early in the stages. Still in a pretty straight brace. It's probably going to be longer than shorter. But I should be back for finals. Fingers crossed.
Did you fear when you first get that diagnosis of the injury that you go, is it? Do you ask that question of the docs and the medicos and go, well, is that season over or am I going to be back?
Yeah, you do. Oh, I've just got a bit of an audience in the background here, I suppose with any knee or any injury, you do fear the worst. I knew kind of it probably wasn't going to be an ACL from being on the bench, so I didn't think season was over, and there's still, I think when I did it, there was 14 weeks to the grand final, so still plenty of time, hopefully.
Mitch, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on KOFRI. You've got a couple of serial pests down there. I can see one right behind you, Zach Toohey, and there's another punter who's just right behind
Gary
you.
Gary Rowan.
Is that Gary Rowan, is it? So do you have to put up with these bozos? How do you do it sort of 24-7?
I don't. I stick to myself, so I avoid them, one. Great organisation to be around. And, whenever you're with the lads, it's always a good time. They keep you on your toes and, they don't take it as well as they give it, let's put it that way.
So we have to ask you a couple of questions that are not footy related.
Okay.
Is that all right?
So
what happened? Your 30th never really got off the ground, they reckon. You got concussion and then COVID hit and you still haven't had it.
Nah, still haven't had it. Means I'm 29 still, so it's all right.
So are you planning a big shebang at the end of the year, or what's happened with all that?
Nah, it's been put on hold. Still got some invites to give out, so depends what you're offering.
Well, Tommy Lonigan's next to us here, and he reckons he hasn't got his yet.
That's because he never got it. Nah, Big Dom's here. He was looking forward to that night, I can guarantee you that. So he would have been singing away to K-San on the dance floor.
And we believe that you've got another junior on the way.
Yeah.
What number's that?
Number 3 for me.
Have you got a tally now?
Not in the bedroom, I don't.
That's where you need to get it, Mitch.
I've been learning off the other bloke up there, Domsey, but he's telling me it's quite hard with 3, so I better rein it in.
Oh, clearly. So, and you've been getting no sleep.
Well, I've been getting plenty. Don't touch. Nah. Let's keep it PG rated.
And the other one we've got to ask you too is about this palace you're building in Geelong. They reckon it's got like lions out the front and sort of like the front of the Bellagio at Vegas sort of arrangement you got happening up there.
Well, that was where my inspo was from. Whether we got the lions and the tigers out the front is a different question, but it's just a nice family home, I'll describe it as.
For Harmac Holmes, we're speaking with injured cat Mitch Duncan. We need to get this back on track after Benny's stupidity. Here's Mark Neil. Neil, do you help us out?
Yeah, well, g'day, Mitch. The producers in my ear saying, please, someone ask him a footy question.
No worries, Neil.
Mate, last week, the performance was a bit of a blip on the radar, and I suppose the punters always want to know, how do the club handle that? Like, you've had a great 7 weeks, you won 6 of them, and then Brisbane saw you coming. How does Scotty and the rest of the coaches handle that?
Yeah, it's a tough question. We like to think like we can rock up to the club when we win in the same fashion as when we lose. The coaches do a great job, win or lose, of critiquing the game, as you're well aware. So they keep us grounded quite regularly, and we all keep each other grounded too. So Yeah, we try and keep a level-headed as possible, whether we win by, you know, a good margin, whether we win by 1 point, whether we lose. But there's definitely, I suppose, when you lose, you do gain a little edge, and it does remind you and straighten you up a little bit. I expect a pretty strong showing from the boys tonight, especially defensively.
Yeah, okay. So just on that one, another one that we often get on our... Cass looks after our Twitter, and some of the stuff we get when it rains is, what are the changes that the coaches would deliver in terms of their instructions? And, you know, we hear all the time about systems and processes and all those types of things. Does that alter in the wet? And if so, how does that alter?
Well, yeah, it probably does a little bit. You know, it's, you obviously got to win the contest, and the ball, it'll become a territory game. You want the ball in your forward half. We got pretty dangerous forwards when they get, you know, reasonable looks. So set up the ground well once we enter and keep the ball in our forward half. It's going to be a complete territory game, I would have thought, if the rain continues.
Mitch, just back on your injury, we had Tom Monaghan on the Cat Attack podcast, and we were talking about what potentially you would be doing to keep your fitness up. Obviously, the leg is something you can't work on, but what other parts of the body can you work on, and what sort of apparatus do you get yourself on?
Well, I've got sausage arms, so I like to get the bicep curls and things at the minute, because I don't spend a lot of time on that otherwise. So they're getting a little run at the minute, something Domsey should have done a long time ago as well. But there's apparatus for everything. You got your grinder, you got a ski ergo, probably the two most hated things in the gym for any AFL player. But that's about it at the minute. Like, I can't bend my leg, so I can't get on a bike. There's not a hell of a lot I can do to keep the fitness up. It's more just keeping the muscles firing and ready to go for when I am able to do a bit more.
Tommy Atkins' 50th game tonight. Can you give us a couple of words about him? And I suppose his evolution is now a rebounding defender through the first half of this season.
Yeah, just a super teammate, someone that you love rocking up to training and games with. Although you don't like playing on him at training because he injures you all the time. He's got sharp elbows and he goes and to the contest pretty hard, as we're well aware. So yeah, super teammate, great bloke, pretty funny. Wears some horror kits. He's probably taken Domsey's mantle there too, to be honest. Just a ripper bloke, and couldn't be more proud of him to do what he's done it the hard way.
Mitch, just watching the VFL, and not just tonight, but young West Australian kid Shannon Neal, I think he might have gone home, had a little bit of homesickness, but geez, he's a lot to like about the way he moves for a big boy.
Yeah, very athletic. And he's actually a beautiful kick for a big fella too. So, yeah, he's plenty to work with there. Someone we're really excited about to keep developing and seeing where he can get to. So he kicked, kicked four last week, being up forward. He was playing down back a couple of weeks ago as well. So just, continue to develop these guys. They're not going to happen overnight, and hopefully he can be a 200-game player for the footy club.
Yeah, let's hope. I know you obviously love your footy, but you also like the four-legged arrangements too with tails, don't you? So have you got a little ownership of a few back there in WA, or how does that sort of work?
Nah, well, the old man's into it. Has plenty run around at the back of the field. But, yeah, I enjoy it. I honestly don't have too many myself at the minute. Got that big mansion to pay for that you're talking about, so that's coming first. And then obviously two little kids and one on the way. I've got to start being a bit smarter with my money.
How much say did you have in the mansion in terms of what was going to go where? Or did you just sort of handball that over to the better half?
The wife? Nah, she's had no interest in it, to be honest. I've been very lucky. We've had a little bit of help along the way with some help with our interior stuff, but the builder, Lee Maxwell, Maxwell Construction, has done a fantastic job at the minute. So, he's sunning himself up in Port Douglas, but I'll continue to build.
With half of Geelong.
Oh, I hope you're not on a current affair. Mention old Lee Maxie, your Bugs Bunny up there sunning his torso.
Oh, I missed that one. But
no, he's a good fella, old Lee.
Now,
brother of Nick.
Yeah, brother of.
brother. What did you say, father of?
No, brother of.
Brother is father of. Mitch, we're doing the Newtown Leopold game tomorrow, the Pride Cup game. Can you give us any inside intel on whether the brother-in-law, Taya Miles, is pulling on a red and black jumper tomorrow? Have you had any whisper?
Well, I haven't, actually. Has William Stam got a buy?
They
or
do.
Or has he been dropped?
They got the buy.
Oh, he's got the buy. I think last time they had a buy, they didn't let him play, but I'm Yeah, I can't give you the scoop there, Kingy. Sorry.
No. Man, Mitch, one last one before we let you go. I've only got one last one, but nicknames in footy. What's one of the best nicknames of a player you've played with? It's, you know, a bit humorous. That's not F-rated. It's sort of PG arrangement.
F-rated? What's F-rated?
You know, just well, you can imagine. don't encourage him.
I don't know. No, they're all reasonably sensible.
There's got to be a couple. I mean, Joel Corey obviously was reasonably amusing.
Was he?
Well, Smithy, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what they're like. They're not, we don't have too many funny ones down here that are allowed to be said, so I'm not sure if Domsey's trying to give you one there.
He's in the box next door calling footy for KO, so we're trying to put him off, but geez, he's holding firm. It's like he's playing on Buddy Franklin in there.
Well, that was when he did his best work, wasn't it? Nah, I can't give you much with nicknames. Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty, yeah.
Well, that's disappointing, Hunky Dunky.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, Hunky Dunky's not bad.
That's what Snodgy calls me, that's for sure.
Hey, Mitch, good luck with the recovery. Can't wait to see you back, I'm guessing, for you either round 22, 23 or first week of finals. Can't come quick enough, and the weather will be a little bit better as well. We'll let you get out of the rain and enjoy the game. I know you've got a few functions that you have to attend as well. We really appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you back out there soon.
Thanks, guys. Good work.
Good work, Mitch.
Duncan, or Hunky Dunky, joining us down there for Harmac Homes.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.